Welcome to Birch Lane, where you can find a fresh take on classic furniture and decor. Every piece is handpicked and crafted to last for years to come. At Birch Lane, you can explore everything from outdoor sets to living room furniture and everything in between. And get fast, free shipping. It's classic style for joyful living. Shop now at birchlane.com.
Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowestpriceguarantee.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Hey, baby, I think I want to marry you.
If you're getting married this summer, perhaps you're a groomsman or a bridesmaid, or maybe it's your son or daughter who's walking down the aisle. Stay tuned. We have all the advice. Top tips you need to have a stress-free day. Tara Faye is a wedding planner. Tara is with me on the line today to talk about some of the biggest mistakes that people have made during their wedding day. But our reporter, Josh Crosby, was out and about in the streets of Dublin a little earlier to find out about those things that happened that people really regret.
I've heard a few bad best men speeches.
Too rude, or goes on too long, or
too rude. Talked a bit about the groom with other previous partners, maybe. Probably not ideal.
The bride with her head in her hands.
Yeah.
What mistakes have you seen over the years at weddings?
A lot. I often see groomsmen going off with the wives.
Groomsmen going off with the wives?
Yeah.
On the night of the wedding?
At the night of the wedding. One bit of advice, do not get married.
Someone fell during a wedding dance, actually. My uncle, and he fell during the main wedding dance and song.
Was he after one or two many beverages?
It was, yeah. So it was after about 10 now, it was his wedding day.
You know what, I think we did it the right way. Like, we invited who we wanted, and that was it. We kept it small, with no pressure to invite other people. We made up our own mind. And I always think, like, if people are going to get offended if they're not going to be invited to your marriage, that, you know, or to your wedding, well then, you know, what's the point in having them in your life? People should be understanding. You know, and I think most people, to be honest, are delighted not to be invited to weddings.
I haven't had any nightmare stories, but I've two daughters and the two of them are married, and the two of them cost me an absolute fortune. One got married 4 years ago. She wanted a drone. It cost me €1,500 just to get a drone to fly over. I would recommend stay single. Bad old bride.
087-1400-106. Send your wedding day mistakes, disasters into us. Tara, what are the biggest mistakes you see?
Oh, hi, Andrea. How are you?
Good.
So I think one of the biggest ones, I think, is people just put so much pressure on themselves. I mean, a lot of people, when they come to getting married, like, people within their friend groups are getting married. So there's a huge amount of comparison that everybody is comparing, that think they have to do things or they have to invite X amount of people. I think the biggest mistake that people always make at the beginning, and this is universal around the world, no matter the budget, is that they go and pick a wedding date and pick a venue without having, without sitting down and talking about what it is they want and also the budget that they want to spend. And then they have to go back and sort of re-engineer according to a budget or according to guest numbers or something. So it's really important that when people are getting engaged, that they sit down, think about what they want to spend, and then look at venues that are going to fit in with that. People getting married this summer, though, they're way past that.
Yeah.
A lot of it is, you know, putting too much pressure on yourselves, but also trying to control it too much. So I think do a to-do list, farm it out to people, you know, not making expectations on that every single guest has the same capacity to give you a gift. If they don't, ask them, maybe can they help you, and give to-do list to people and then let them do their job.
So it's the in the weeks or the months leading up to it, all of the big stuff is done. Those boxes are ticked, Tara. But that control level is something you see people really struggling with. Like, that's where a lot of this stress comes from.
It's hugely. And I think especially now, and that's the thing I was speaking about earlier, when people put so much pressure on themselves and unrealistic expectations. And, you know, I think TikTok, Instagram, Pinterest have a huge amount to answer for, because you are seeing these perfect tables, these perfect days, these perfect flowers. A lot of the time, those images that people are seeing are photo shoots. And it is very hard to recreate them without an unlimited budget. So you know, be happy with your decision you made. You made that decision. You picked that colour palette. You picked that florist, and let the professionals do the job. And then call friends in and get them to help and take things away. Say, and don't forget that it's not a failure to ask for help.
No, why not? That's what your friends, well, you'd like to think, certainly those in the bridal party are there to help you do. Laura Lou Kearney is a luxury bridal hairstylist. What mistakes do you see made on the day, Laura?
I suppose much the same really as what Tara said. I suppose you have to really put your trust in the suppliers that you've booked to do their job. Do you know, people stress that, you know, over the little things that there's no need for. You know, everyone has their job to do and they come and they do it and just relax and enjoy the morning. And that's it really.
What about people changing their mind on the day?
Yeah, that
no
can
trials.
Happen too. That can happen too. Sometimes they do a trial, I turn up and it could be something totally different they're looking for in the day, which is fine. But, you know, sudden decisions like that there, you know, you really want to have them thought about properly beforehand. You know, you don't want to be making any mistakes or whatever.
Those are things to keep account of as well. Michelle Rigazzoli-Stone is a makeup artist. What's your advice for a stress-free day, Michelle?
Hi, Andrea. Well, I think the most important thing when it comes to makeup is getting your trial, having it in advance that if there's any issue or something that you want to talk about, potentially change, you could potentially looking at doing it again. I think that sometimes people come for trials where they might be going off their hen party or going on a night out. Things like that aren't really fair on an artist who, you know, you might say something like, I love a red lip, throw a red lip on for the night, and then send an email on the Monday and say, I actually didn't like my makeup at all. You know, they're kind of, there's that little bit of confusion sometimes with people that they're like, I'm going to get my makeup done, I'm going to get my trial done, and I'm going to have it for the night out that I'm going on. And things like that sometimes I think are a little bit unfair for the makeup artist to try and create a look and you're going to go out as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, because I know what you mean. They're different types of makeup. I presume, though, the bridesmaids, they don't need trials, mother of the bride.
No, but I did get into a whole realm of that for a few years now. I feel like the brides, maybe before 2020, when everything kind of changed, they were bringing mothers and bridesmaids and they wanted the whole party. And it's heavy going because what happens in situations like that is everybody's giving their opinion constantly. So if you do an eyebrow, oh, she usually wears that thinner. Or if you stick on some lashes, ooh, are they a bit long? Should we go more natural? Put on a pink lip, she usually wears peach. When in actual fact, the bride isn't really speaking because there's so many people around. So I think the likes of going and choosing your dress is the ideal time to bring people who will give you advice on, yeah, wear a sleeve, don't wear a sleeve. Yes, it should be A-line. Whereas when you're getting the likes of your bridal trial, to have a lovely intense hour or two for me with a bride to be able to talk through everything. Because another big issue as well with makeup is people come in the door, like Tara said, and they have this expectation of what they've seen online. They've picked their pictures of their favourite celebrities. They've picked their pictures of things that are like they're filtered. They're tuned. The brightness in their eyes has been tampered with and they have this expectation that they're going to look like this picture. And it's not even them. So if they're coming to me, what I say is you come with a realistic picture of yourself where you feel like you looked your best or you got your makeup done or you did it yourself and you pick out the features that you like the most. And that's what we work on and keep it realistic.
Listeners wondering, Laura, about, you know, even things like washing your hair the morning of the wedding, up styles that don't hold, are hair extensions required?
I would have an odd bride that would just wash their hair the morning of the wedding because that's what they usually do. It's kind of a daily shampoo that they would always be used to, and that's fine. But ideally, their hair should be shampooed from the evening or the night before. It just adds hold to the hair. When it's not overly fresh, it's just a lot easier to work with. So definitely I would advise shampooing the night before, ideally.
And listeners wondering too about hair extensions. Do you always recommend them?
Yeah. Well, sometimes like that, you could have someone come in for a trial and they'd be looking for like a Hollywood wave and with very little hair and show me these big glamorous photos of waves and whatever. And like, while I know I'm confident in what I do, I can't create any kind of miracles. So extensions are really the only way forward for a style like that, for hold, and just to add a bit of drama, add a bit of, you know, glam yeah. to the whole hairstyle. They really do make a difference. And sometimes people can be reluctant to spend the money on them. But I mean, if you want your hair to look the best and get the hold out of the whole day and night, it's the only way to do it, really.
Yeah, Michelle, other listeners wondering about hair eyelash extensions. Are they a must for wedding pictures?
The eyelash, so there's kind of two different ways of doing it. Your permanent or semi-permanent eyelash extensions are really nice because they give massive stability. So if there's tears or hay fever this time of the year, it gives great stability with the semi-permanent, which means that they would go to a therapist beforehand and have them applied. I love to apply false eyelashes. I can do kind of clusters and different things like that. But what I apply tends to be occasion wear, where you get a day or two out of them. I mean, I get emails all the time of people saying, oh my God, I absolutely love my makeup. It lasted. I got the second day out of it. So they take their foundation off, do a nice cleanse, leave the eyeshadow and the eyelashes on, and they get their second day out of it as well then.
Tara, just on the point around speeches, you know, a lot of texts coming in from listeners about this. Surely these, you know, speeches are something that guests, the bridal party have to practice in advance of the wedding day.
Oh, 100%. They have to practice. I actually just want to make a tiny little point, though, on hair and makeup, just because I think timing is something that people always underestimate.
Yeah.
That they will think about their hair, they'll think about their makeup, but they never allow time for, as Michelle and Nora said, little tweaks on the day. And then the biggest thing that people forget about is the time it's going to take them to get dressed. And if they are late for a ceremony start or for photos or something, there is a knock-on effect all the way through the day, and they can end up paying sort of hidden costs for musicians staying on later and things like that. But just to go to speeches, the perfect length of a speech is 5 to 7 minutes long, no more. And, you know, an unprepared speech, everybody says an unprepared speech, an off-the-cuff speech takes roughly 2 weeks of practice. So if you wanted to come across as, you know, as if you have just
I just thought of this off the top of my head.
You literally have to have
practice
minimum
two weeks of
practice. But like around 4 or 5 minutes is the perfect amount for a speech. And, you know, Teresa Lowe, who coaches people for wedding speeches, always has the phrase that she says, it's a toast, not a roast.
That's absolutely fantastic. Tara Fey, Laura Lou Kearney, Michelle Rigazzoli-Stone, thanks a million to you all for joining us today with some wedding tips and advice. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Welcome to Birch Lane, where you can find a fresh take on classic furniture and decor. Every piece is hand-picked and crafted to last for years to come. At Birch Lane, you can explore everything from outdoor sets to living room furniture and everything in between. And get fast, free shipping. It's classic style for joyful living. Shop now at birchlane.com.